Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Let's just hope and pray that the United States Department of Agriculture isn't fielding calls from Consumer Reports today, because Consumer Reports, sadly, is coming after your kids' Lunchables.
What's wrong with them?
Consumer Reports says way too many chemicals, way too much salt in Lunchables.
Duh.
And the USDA should ban them from schools.
Should ban them.
Ban Lunchables.
What? I mean, did we need Consumer Reports to tell us this, right? We all knew they're not super healthy.
Yeah, I guess these chemicals they got a problem with.
Hella convenient. Super healthy? No, not so much.
That's because they have crazy high levels of lead in them.
Yeah, but they taste good.
Why is lead in there?
Apparently, there's an acceptable level of lead that's allowed
in
foods.
Get out of here.
But I read that the Lunchables is like 75% of the acceptable level. Like, so it's pretty high in lead.
Dude, it's ridiculous. And the amount of sodium in there also is so bad for kids.
Yeah, but like lead can like damage your brain and nervous system and stop you from growing.
It
that
tastes good.
A lot about my generation.
The article that I saw said that the ones in schools are even higher than the ones they sell on the shelves.
Yeah, ooh. Those are the turkey and cheddar cracker stackers and the extra cheesy pizza specifically. Mm. And we already know that they taste like, they taste great, but they're really, really bad for you. But I think there should be a list of like foods where you can't touch our Oreos, you can't touch our Kraft macaroni and cheese, our ramen noodles. All three are probably terrible for you, but they're national treasures.
We are seeing the situation very differently, because I'm like, let me know if a lead pencil even sat next to the box of food. I want to know about it.
I say lick a pencil. If it tastes good.
There is a woman in the world somewhere that owes me and a stranger that I met an explanation and an apology, because I witnessed one of the saddest stories I have ever witnessed in my life.
Aww.
It was so sad, and I felt so bad for this guy.
Is this a rock bottom moment that we were talking about like yesterday?
1,000%. And I've heard stories like this, but I've never seen one this close and up in person. And so I'm in the airport, and I'm on my way to go to Zanzibar, and I'm waiting for my lady to get to the airport. So per usual, she forces me to get there early and then gets there late. So I go and I'm in this restaurant. I'm sitting down at a table next to another guy who's sitting down at the table beside me. And so I text her and say, do you want me to order something for you so that it's ready when you get here? Not realizing that she was going to tell me yes and still not get there for another 30 minutes. So I got her drink over there across from me, her order over there across from me. And she's now telling me she's still stuck in traffic. So, of course, I look like the guy that's either dating an invisible girl or got stood up. And I could tell that the server wanted to say something to me, because every time he would just keep coming back and going like, are you okay?
You just want to give you a hug?
Yeah. Like, are you sure you're okay? And I'm like, I'm completely fine, dude. I promise you, like, everything is good here. So the guy next to me hears me say that to him, and he makes the joke like, looks like you've been stood up, too.
Oh, dang it.
So at first, I didn't really catch the two part. I just was like, nah. I said something like, nah, not me. Or yeah, like something like that.
Look
like,
at me. Like, nobody would tell me. Look
that
at me.
That would never happen to me. Like, right? And I'm joking, but not putting together that I might be insulting this guy because he said two. So that's when it hit me.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, you got stood up? So he's like, yep, sure did. And he's like taking a drink back. So I'm like, seriously? He's like, yeah, man, I'm serious. So I'm like, wait, how do you get stood up at the airport? Like, how is that a thing? So he's like, well, I had a girlfriend for 3 months, and they were supposed to be taking a surprise trip, which I was like, that's ironic, because I'm literally doing the same thing, and I'm waiting for my lady now. And he's like, well, yeah, I was putting the surprise together. I wanted to take her somewhere special, and I'm waiting for her. She's not answering any of my phone calls, any of my texts. I'm like, no way. Are you serious? He's like, I'm so serious. I'm so stunned that I'm thinking that this is some kind of joke. So I'm like, y'all been together for 3 months? He's like, 3 months. So I said, did you know there was a problem? Like, what? He said, dude, last time I spoke to her, everything was perfectly fine.
I don't believe that. I never believe that. When people say, it just came out absolutely out of nowhere, 90% of the time the signs were there, but you're just being a dude.
But he did make a valid point, because I felt the same way. He said, if I felt like something was rocky or shaky in our relationship, then I wouldn't have been sitting here planning a surprise trip for her and I. Like, obviously, I thought everything was good, and I was like, that's valid.
Yeah.
So he doesn't, well, at the time, I don't know if he's spoken to her since, but at the time, he was saying he doesn't know if she got cold feet, if she just decided last minute, like, I don't think I want to do this, and she didn't have the heart to just say that. But I ended up leaving that restaurant with him still sitting there by himself, still waiting to see if she was going to come, and he said the flight was leaving at that point, like, 45 minutes or something. So he pretty much was like, I'm going to go by myself. And he was just knocking him back. And I bought him a couple drinks because I felt
bad.
Bless
nice.
His little heart, a little sympathy drink. Do you know the destination? Did you say where they were going?
Amsterdam.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So she, wow. She's like, I mean, that's a nice destination. A lot of fun. She was really over it.
Yeah. I mean, but she didn't know that that's where they were going.
Yeah.
She just knew they were going somewhere. So it was supposed to be a surprise. Like, he was like, I thought it was romantic. Like, just show up to the airport.
Yeah.
And I was like, it is. That's why I'm here. I'm being romantic.
It was a surprise trip. Surprise, you're single.
Yeah, you're going alone. That was the surprise.
Bless.
Yeah, so I did exchange Instagrams with him.
Oh, and, you did?
Yeah, of course, to see what will happen. But he hasn't responded to my messages, but I'm going to write him again.
He's probably so embarrassed by it. He doesn't want anything to do with it.
No, bro, that wasn't me, man. That absolutely wasn't me.
The Burt Show.